We have a testing, 1, 2, testing. We have a young man by the name of Mr. W.K. Bill Wood over in Eaton, North Carolina, and he wanted to present the Bluegrass 45 something before they went back to Japan. He's got a young lady around here that's going to do it. So with the Bluegrass 45, come on. What is it? Holy mackerel. Okay. With the Bluegrass 45 gather around us here, and they're going to do a song, and what's your name? Faye Pruitt. Are you from Eden also? From over to Eden? The wonderful land of Eden. Right. Yep. So, will you tell them, I got to make him, okay, I mean, with my North Carolina brogue, we're going to have a problem, maybe. There's a man in one of our cities about 12 miles away in Eden. He wants to present y'all with a gift or something before you go back to Japan. So this young lady is going to give it to you. It's a $100 bill, incidentally.
I've never seen one, so.
Oh, you've never seen a $100 bill? Oh, show that to all the guys. Let them look at that.
We are sure to share among us, okay. Thank you very much.
In Japan, they have yens, right?
Yes, sir.
And 3,000 yen makes...
No, 300
yen. Oh, 300 yen,
right,
is one American dollar.
Right, sir.
And... these boys came over last year, so we want to get to last night. They said they thought the song y'all did with the orchestra was one of the best. So let's do one. Oh, the orchestra's left. Oh, the orchestra's left. They didn't get $100. That's the reason they left. Okay, I tell you what we'll do since the orchestra has left. I want you to. It's a thing we've tried. Have you enjoyed the thing that we tried to do? Or did do. We didn't try to do it, we've done it. We didn't try to do it, we've done it. I want to make mention that Dick Staber, Jimmy Goodrow, I can't remember all of the mandolin players. I do remember Dick, and we made an album, and we're going to release it with Dale, I hope. But the mandolins have really increased in the last 2 years. Sam Bush and these guys, they've really put the mandolin, as you know, for years, Bill Monroe was dominant on that instrument. But now there's mandolin players that can stand next to any man and play mandolin. Dick Staber and Goodrow, I can't remember all of them, Sam Bush and the boys. But we want to thank them all. There's a word in Japanese that I think sayonara means goodbye.
Yes, sir. Sayonara.
Sayonara. Red Buttons to us. Do you know who Red Buttons is? You do. He was the guy in the movie that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's a word in our language that means goodbye or so long. These boys have got to go back home. 2 weeks, and they've lived with us part of the summer on a farm and travels. Man, it's glad to know people like that. Let me say this: it's people like you that I'm glad to know that's made our festivals, the order, and everything that they have over the years. We couldn't do it without that. We really mean that. Without your help and your cooperation, there's no festivals. You lose control of them, they're gone. A couple other things I want to say. We had a problem up in Lynchburg where there's a musicians union called American Federation of Musicians. It's a great organization in a way. But it's my understanding that Mack Wiseman was performing up there and they told him he couldn't play with this particular band because that band was, at the time, had not got in the union. It didn't hurt a lot because Mac got some more boys to work with him. But there's $5,000 coming out of this festival be put in a fund in a bank in Reedsville. And at any time, anybody in bluegrass music again is told that they can't play with anybody else. We're going to file a suit against the American Federation of Musicians because they've not done a damn thing for us. We've done it ourselves, and they're not going to tell us when we can play and when we can't play. Now, I'm as serious about this as I am my festivals. If there's one band or one musician in the audience or on the stage that they threaten because they play music, you must get a letter from them saying that you can't play on TV or radio or on a show with the union bands, or if they tell a union man that he can't play with you, if you can get it in writing for me, I will take that $5,000 and whatever else is needed, and I will sue them, and I will get you a court order that you can play with any damn body you want to, and I promise you that. I do. Now, there is something that you do not know and has never been told. My brother or anybody else can verify it. They sent me word last August. It was the 9th of August that I could not put on my bluegrass festival last year. And nobody knew this. And it has cost me over $70,000 to fight them. And my suit is coming up in 2 months where they threatened me. And the musicians did play because it's an organization that could help the musicians. But they don't do it. We don't get our records played on radio. We don't get our part of national TV and all, and that's not the union's fault. Maybe that's our fault. Maybe we should stop the radio stations from using our banjo music for commercials to sell their automobiles and whatever, but they can't play our records. And we're gonna call the FCC about that. It's not right to use Sonny Osborne or any other man's record and in a way endorse that product, but yet you can call them and ask them to play a bluegrass record, and they say, we don't play that stuff. What is that? You chew it? Well, they may find out, by God, that we do chew. And that forbids a bluegrass or any musician to play music. I've done it, and my suit, if I win it, they can never threaten another one. But that money will be put up, and I'm not kidding you. You get it in writing and call me, and that person next year can come on stage and say that I did file a suit and paid for it myself out of this festival money. Okay? Do y'all want to do a number after all of that? Okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for us? These boys opened our festival officially Friday at 12 noon, and I deliberately done that because I wanted them to be the opening of our 72 festival, and now they're going to close it with the last number for the night. Please don't get up and go till they finish, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that you will thank our sound people. Ken Alexander's taped for us, and we got our orchestra on tape to go in our Hall of Fame. We're going to start building that next year. And I want to thank Ken for coming, but I want to thank Pulsar from Richmond. And if you ever go to a show in the Richmond Coliseum, they do sound for Lawrence Welk, Glenn Campbell, Floyd Kramer, Chet Atkins, the great rock show. We tried an experiment and we've learned next year it'll be the greatest sound you ever heard. Watch. Okay?